Hello and welcome to my new blog on Channel 9 called Subscribe. My name is Clemens Vasters and I work on the Windows Azure team as a PM architect on the Service Bus feature set. Service Bus is an infrastructure for messaging, providing brokered messaging, providing relayed messaging. And I just completed an intercontinental move from Redmond to Viersen in Germany. And so I can also welcome you here in my house. This is in my basement. It's a studio that I built. I have my offices right next door. And part of this intercontinental move, or the side benefit of this intercontinental move, that I'm now spending my time about three quarters here in Germany and a quarter over in Redmond, is that I will have enough time to start this, to record these videos while my colleagues in Redmond are still asleep. We have a 9-hour time difference, so this is actually a very good way for me to communicate with both my colleagues. So I'm doing video chats in that environment and with the setup, but also to you, and to explain some things to you that I think need explanation, or that people have said it would be nice if you could talk about those things. So the topic for the blog are architecture, middleware, and the products that we built. Architecture I will talk about on the whiteboard that's behind this black wall, which you're going to see in the next clips. And the way I'm going to organize this, it's not going to be a regular show. I thought when I would talk to the Channel 9 folks that I would be doing a regular show, and they said, no, I don't think that's the right format for you, because you might be putting things out in a more frequent manner than what we would like for a show. So the show shouldn't be more than once a week, and then it should also be fairly constrained in format, and it should be on a regular basis. And it turns out the way that I'm thinking about planning to put out the content, it may be a little less regular and a little less constrained, so the blog format seems to be the right thing to do. And so that's why I'm doing this as a blog. So it's not going to be every week. It's probably going to be, you know, sometimes it's going to be every day, sometimes it's going to be silence for 2 weeks, depending on how my travel schedule looks like. But the goal is that I'm going to build a repository of information that you can go and tap into. On the architectural side, I'll be talking about patterns, I'll be talking about solution proposal or solution architecture proposals on particular, along the lines of particular use cases. We see, for instance, in Service Bus, a lot of people building something we call a mobile gateway, where on premises in small and medium businesses, there are systems that are sitting there, and now an ISV wants to provide a solution to connect iPads, Android tablets, Microsoft Surfaces, tablet computers into those systems that are sitting on premises without introducing new security risks. So there's a notion of a mobile gateway that we've been seeing popping up in different places. So that's something that's in scope and that I'll certainly talk about. There's more foundational things, more fundamental topics, such as environments. How do we structure in Service Bus our deployments? How does that work with 8 data centers? How do you plan the rollout? Do we have special environments for that? How do you structure your test environment? So we'll be talking about environments. I'll be talking about the concept of scale units. How do you manage scale? How do you make sure that you don't overtax particular resources? And messaging patterns. One of the first entries I've planned to write, one of the first blog entries I've planned to speak is about pull versus push. We're going to go down to the socket layer and take a look at pull versus push there, and see the differences between UDP and TCP and how TCP works, and then also see how that kind of bubbles up the stack and then ends up in messaging versus push-oriented things, either push notifications or long polling or HTTP, and how all those things relate. So I'm going to talk about those things too. Certainly, another thing, so that it's not only a completely a monologue here, is I want to get some people into the boat My PM colleagues are recording some videos, or have recorded some videos, and they're sitting in channel 9 as kind of extra material for the Build conference. Certainly want to inspire them and encourage them to go and produce more of that material, so we can go and get that also onto here, so it's not only for me. And then also have some people out of the community or out of the customer circles come in through Skype and or through Link, and do some interviews and allow them to share their experiences with you. They don't have to be all positive and glorious, because this is not a marketing effort. What this is about is to tell you how to build things right, and building things right sometimes also meaning avoiding the pitfalls that might be in a product. And to be honest, we certainly have some that you have to get around, certainly best practices around those things. So I'm going to be talking about those things too. So it's about best practices, it's about also middleware in general. I work on the Service Bus team, but we have a lot of sister teams that we work with in the middleware space at Microsoft. Certainly there's BizTalk as the large integration suite, and there's always the question of how does that relate together? How does BizTalk relate? How do you think about Service Bus, the thing you're building, versus ESBs, enterprise service buses, and how do you think about hubs versus spoke? So that's a very interesting field to talk about. We also have sister teams building communication infrastructure, web API, WebCF, and SignalR in the ASP.NET team. There's a long-running state engine with Workflow. That's another sister team that we have that also helps with managing state and managing state in a transactional fashion. So they also have the transaction technology in their team. And we in our team also own MSMQ, the Microsoft Message Queue, which ships in every version of Windows. And that's something that's also worth talking about, because there's a number of open source frameworks and also commercial frameworks taking a hard dependency on MSMQ. And I'm certain lots of you want to know what the future of MSMQ holds, where is that going, how is that working relative to Service Bus. So that's certainly also something that's in scope for this blog. So much for going meta and talking about the blog itself. I don't want to bore you all that much. I'll conclude this introduction. If you have feedback or suggestions, at the bottom here you see my Twitter handle at Clemens V, and that's a really good channel to reach me and to give me some feedback. I also have here my my email address at Microsoft, clemensv@microsoft.com. Also happy to hear about suggestions you have, content suggestions, people I should interview. If you want to, if you have a solution that's working on Service Bus and you want to present that, you can certainly do this, and we can go and set this up through to Link. If you want to share those things in like 10 minutes or so, I'll certainly be open to this. There's some restrictions to what I can and can't do on Channel 9, but we'll work this out if you have some suggestions for me. So last thing you should do is bookmark or subscribe to the RSS feed. The address, the URL of this blog is again here if you find the video in some other place. And otherwise, I'd like to thank you for tuning in, finding this, looking at this video up to this point. And from here on, I promise what you'll find here on this blog is going to be pure, wonderful content.